What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
Huge big game of high school football, big night of high school football here in Glynn County. All three teams coming out victorious, Brunswick High, Glynn Academy, and Frederica Academy. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Watermarks Printing. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. The new number to get your calls in, 275-7017. We will take your
tomorrow
calls.
Tomorrow in the fight against mosquitoes that could carry Zika, CBS's chief medical correspondent, Dr. John LaPook, says there's no simple solution.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess we've got that figured out.
Zika's bad.
Yeah. All right. New number, once again, 275-7017. We will take your calls. And if you want to email us, it's thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you send me an email that doesn't suck, we'll put it on the air.
What's going on, Jason, man? What a big night for Golden Owls high school football last night. Glynn Academy, Brunswick, Frederica, all getting huge wins. Huge doesn't even describe the Camden Glynn Academy game, but
is that where you want to start?
Let's go there.
Okay,
man.
I did go down to that game, down at Chris Gilman Stadium. Now the thing is, I actually have ties to that program. In 2009, when they last won their state championship, their last state championship, I was working for CSS, and CSS sent me to cover the Wildcats that entire year from Atlanta. So I spent the entire football season in Kingsland covering them. So I've got to know a lot of the folks there that are associated with the program, good folks. And last night, it was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. There's no other word that I can use. And I'm a Glynn Academy alum, so I'm thrilled about what happened last night for the Red Terriers. But then having a fondness for the Camden program, too, it was really sad. Look, I never thought that I would see the day come to where a visiting team would bring more fans in the visiting section than there were in the home seats there for the Camden County Wildcats. It was really sad to see.
Yeah. It's, you know, continuing to have over 100 kids in the program, you would think the talent would maintain that. And that's kind of what's happened over the years. They always have, 120 kids on the roster. They rotate kids in and out. They're a talented team. This year, it's really just caught up with them, and I don't know if it's just the talent pool overall is down or just they're young. I know they've got some younger kids that can play, but it's going to be tough for Camden to get back over the hump, get to where they were, I think. I mean, this may be a couple-of-year process that they have to work through.
120 kids on the roster. They only have 25 seniors total.
Right.
So
right.
You're right. Very young team down there in Kingsland. That game was over from the first play from scrimmage. Randon Jernigan, 60-plus yards down the sideline. Safety thought he had the angle on Jernigan, and as we have become accustomed to seeing Randon Jernigan do, he outran the angle.
Right.
Happens a lot.
Right.
And it was 7-0 Glynn, and the route was on.
Absolutely. And you got to look at the defense. I think Camden tried to attack them a little bit through the air because I think they realized they weren't going to be able to move the ball on the ground like they typically – because Glynn shut them down offensively last year.
Two kick returns cost Glynn the game last year.
Glynn really dominated the game last year on the field other than the special teams plays. I think they kind of thought back to that. Well, now we're even have less talented players or experienced players, however you want to look at it, to run against this team. So we're going to try to attack them in the air. And the defense, the Glynn County defense, was having none of it. As Fulton and Kane Cruz both had excellent games again in the secondary.
There's a part of me, right, that's gotten so familiar with Camden football that we've seen them get in tough spots before, and then we've watched them rebound and come back and win games. So I'm sitting there, first quarter, it's 21-0.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, it's still Camden. Something's going to happen. They're going to make a play. They're going to make some adjustments. Something's going to happen to where they get themselves back in the football game.
Right.
And it never did. And it's not like they didn't try and change anything. They did. They tried to make in-game adjustments. As you just said, throw in the football. They tried to change where they were running the ball to. And quite honestly, it got to a point to where my mindset changed from Camden's going to do something to get back in this game to it doesn't matter what they do. Glenn is just simply that much better.
Mm-hmm. The opportunity presented itself. They had, what was it? I think it was 14-0 at the time, and then there was a fumble. Glenn had gotten the ball and was driving down the field. DJ had a big run, and then I think the running back, I can't remember who had the ball on the carry, but the ball squirted out and Camden recovered it. Well, that's usually a time where you're like, uh-oh, is this the momentum changer? Where, just like you're saying, Camden can get back in. A team, you know, a program that has that kind of pride and history on their side, it just wasn't happening last night.
There comes also the dynamic of you got to tip your hat to Rocky Hidalgo and, mm-hmm. and the scheming and the game planning and getting his kids ready to play, not just Camden, but allegedly in that environment, which wasn't that environment. But you got to take your hat off to him. He had his kids extremely ready to play, and he executed a flawless game plan, a blueprint on how to beat Camden. And he not only beat Camden, if there's – we were talking in the pre-show meeting. You said, yeah, they blew out Camden. I said, no, it was worse than that. Mm-hmm. If there's a word that's worse than blowout, we mm-hmm. need to find – unconscious Camden? that was the – I mean, it was
– skull drug, maybe?
Oh, wow. 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 This skull drug?
You know, I mean, that's a good one right there, isn't it?
I don't know. Skull drug.
This has been another awkward moment from Drayton Hogarth.
Yes. Check.
Frederica also played a football game. They took on the defending state champs in Valwood over in Valdosta, and they had never beaten Valwood. Frederica went over there and looked very good defensively. It was 24-13, Frederica, at the half. That ended up being your final, as the second half was just a defensive slugfest. Mm-hmm. Valwood couldn't get anything going, nor could Frederica, but it didn't matter. Frederica had a 2-score lead at that point.
Mm-hmm. Turnovers. Frederica really dominated the turnover game and was able to capitalize on those, one for pick six, I believe, and another one that set them up in prime position to score, and they went ahead and capitalized on that. That was the game that I was mostly concerned for Frederica on their schedule as far as, you know, running the table in the regular season. That was my biggest concern. Over in Valwood, a strong program. Now, Valwood is a little bit younger this year.
Right.
Again. But you know what? The scary thing is, so is Frederica. Frederica is a young team, too, that sophomore dominated. So in that situation, I mean, going forward, unless Frederica just really kind of overlook somebody, I think Frederica's in prime position to win this region and get a top seed and go and head it in the state.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-466-9462. You can also email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail to get your emails read on the air. We'll talk about the Frederica game a little bit more as the show goes on. We will also talk Brunswick High football as they won last night 33-17 over Wayne County, and for the first time in over a year, Brunswick High is back on the winning side of things.
Yeah, big win for Brunswick last night to go ahead and get that. A little bit slow to start, but we'll get into it and talk all about Brunswick High Pirate football.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388. The Frederica Knights are a favorite to bring home a GISA title to St. Simon's. And if you are a Knight fan, then you should be at Catch 228 on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick, hosted by Rich Bontrager. Coach Derrick breaks down every game on the Knights' quest to a state title. Wednesday nights, Catch 228, 7 p.m. And be sure to listen on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Knights!
Oops. So I accidentally gave the wrong number because I gave the number to where we formerly were instead of where we currently are. And so that's like 3 Jason Bishop mistakes in 3 weeks.
Damn.
If you haven't been to church, you need to get there.
The hat trick.
Yeah. The number is 275-7017. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Once again, 275-7017. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and M&B Liquors. College football, let's go there.
Absolutely.
All right. I was waiting on you to take the reins, and you were like looking at me.
I didn't know you were stepping away for a second.
Yeah, well, I was. Go ahead, Drayton.
Jason thinks he's being smart, but everyone listening to him says, what is he talking about?
Is that in my head? Is that in my head? Because I say that all the time. yeah, great weekend last week. ESPN, again, it hyped it up as the greatest opening weekend of college football history. Maybe not achieved quite those levels, but it was very, very good football and fun games to watch. Florida State, Ole Miss, Texas, Notre Dame. It was tons of great games. But now we're into week two.
Take a nap.
The schedule kind of wanes a little bit.
Wanes? So far, we've gotten skull drag and wanes. Your vocabulary from Drayton Hogarth to this point in the show.
This has been another awkward moment from Drayton Hogarth.
I'm trying to become the next Dos Equis guy, you know. I'm trying to go into that route, you know.
Do you before you come to the show, do you have a dictionary that you break out like in your glove box and before you come in, 10 minutes before you come, just flip through and I'm gonna use that one?
Yeah, it's just an app that goes through all the words in the dictionary and definitions. It just plays incessantly on my phone. So
the impressive thing is that you process that stuff well enough to come in here and use it. So far, at this point, we have skull drag and wanes.
And, you know, Frederica education paying off, baby.
Nichols State and Georgia.
I guess I was just about to say.
All right.
The big thing this weekend for this area, our area, other than is Eason getting his first start. I kind of felt like that was kind of the way the schedule set up. I felt like that was maybe the route they would take as long as he showed well in the North Carolina game, which he did. I think Lambert may get a few snaps today still. I would even let Ramsey get a few snaps and see, just in case. You know, you never know what's going to happen down the road. You got to keep everybody prepared. But Eason getting in, I'm interested to watch the game just because it's, you know, obviously just because it's Georgia, but to see how Georgia responds to everybody saying how great they did, knowing they should go into today's game and not really have a problem today. How do they execute? It's kind of like Coach Hidalgo says about Glenn Academy, it focus on us, you know, not worry about who we're playing. As long as Georgia takes care of Georgia, they should be fine. And that's one thing I loved about Coach Smart, hearing him say, it's kind of funny. He said, you know, everybody went to bed happy Saturday night. Then I get up and watch the film Sunday, and I'm just sick to my stomach. I was like, all right, that sounds like a coach who wants excellence on every play. You know, it's not, we're not just happy to get the win. We want to get excellence on every play and perfection. And that's the only way you're going to get better is even if you do well, always strive to get better, even in the good times.
Yeah, it's just not a very good big college football game week. Central Florida at Michigan, Mercer at Georgia Tech, Wake Forest at Duke. I'm just picking games that might matter here. Kentucky at Florida, that's kind of an interesting one. Mm-hmm. Middle Tennessee State goes to Vandy. South Carolina goes to Starkville, Mississippi State. That'll be a good football mm-hmm. game. Georgia Southern at South Alabama, when the day's said and done, that might be the best game that's on all weekend.
I was just about to say that may be the marquee matchup this weekend.
Virginia Tech at Tennessee in Bristol. Virginia at Oregon a little later on. So, I mean, those are your highlight games, and none of those are really like, ooh, got to watch that one.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one that's kind of, not to go off script too much, but that Penn State-Pitt game, maybe keep an eye on that one, I think.
Yeah.
Could be interesting. First time playing in 16 years, in-state rivals.
Okay. Yeah,
pretty cool.
So, let's just give a really fast Mercer, Georgia Tech, going Georgia Tech
yeah.
at home against Mercer. Central Florida at Michigan. I'm going to take Michigan.
I think it could be a little closer than people expect, but I think Michigan may be buying into a lot of hype about themselves. And Central Florida is going to go fast. You know, I mean, is Michigan going to be ready for that? We'll see.
Wake at Duke. I'll take Duke.
Yeah, I like Duke in that one.
Kentucky at Florida. I'll go with the Gators.
I mean, it's only been 29 years. Maybe.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Can Kentucky finally break that streak?
Don't do it, Drayton. Don't pick Kentucky.
Not in Gainesville.
Okay. Middle Tennessee at Vandy. That's going to be a good football game. I'm taking Middle Tennessee State.
Stole my thunder. we'll stick with Vandy. I think they're pretty down about losing that South Carolina game, but I'll say they sneak out a win.
South Carolina at Mississippi State. I'll look for Mississippi State to right the ship, get things back on track. I'll take the Bulldogs.
I agree. Mississippi State, South Carolina won't win two in a row on the road.
Georgia Southern at South Alabama. Boy, that's a tough one to pick. I'm going to take South Alabama. A lot of momentum for beating Mississippi State. That game is in Mobile. They're at home. Georgia Southern's a good football team, but so is South Alabama. I'm going to take South Alabama.
I like Georgia Southern. I think they'll pound the ball, keep the ball out of South Alabama's hands. They will dominate the running game and hopefully come away with a big win here.
Virginia Tech at Tennessee. This is a very intriguing game. Virginia Tech, not really the elite power they once were. Tennessee trying to prove to everybody that, hey, we are favorites in the SEC East despite of what happened last week with Appalachian State. I still feel like Tennessee's a better football team than what they showed last week. I still don't think Virginia Tech is very good. I'm going to take Tennessee, but I think this game is a lot closer than what people think it's going to be.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I've been high on the Fuentes hire for Virginia Tech. I think this game is going to be kind of like that Appalachian State game where Tennessee barely does just enough to win the game. It's going to be close, I think. Tell me this. I showed you the picture from one of the seats in Bristol Stadium.
Yeah.
Would you, if you had the opportunity, would you go to this game or would you sit at home in the comfort and watch it on HDTV?
Well, to bring our audience up to speed, the picture, the seats are behind the track. The football field's in the infield, and then they didn't put any additional seating in, so mm-hmm. the seats are still behind the track. So the seats are a good close to 200 yards away from the field.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I just watched it. I mean, I'm not going to pay that much for that ticket to sit 200 yards. The closest I'm going to get is 200 yards away. No,
right.
not really.
And have 150,000 people around you for traffic when you're done to get out.
Yeah, good point. Virginia at Oregon. Virginia's not good.
Virginia is terrible. I was shocked. They got housed by Richmond last week. I think Oregon has another easy one this week.
See, I use housed. That's normal.
I say skull drug is normal too.
But no, it's
that'll
not.
That'll move into the lexicon now as skull drug.
Skull drug is. I have never used skull drug in a normal conversation with a normal person ever. It's never come up. Do you use skull drug in your normal chats with folks?
Not normal, but I break it out on special occasions. So.
I guess that makes me feel a little better.
You know, it's an honor, man.
Hey, man, I want to talk Art Briles. We got to take a break, but I want to know if there's a college football program that's not a Division II that would actually give Art Briles a shot.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about physicians and services, visit sghs.org. A showdown between the favorites for the GISA title between undefeated Frederica and undefeated Val Wood, and the Knights beat the defending state champs for the first time ever in school history, 24-13. Meanwhile, Brunswick took down winless Wayne, 33-17, and notches a winning record for the first time in over a year at 2-1. Glenn went down to Kingsland and pummeled Camden, 56-7. It was 42-0 at the half. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth along with you. This segment of the game brought to you by I-95 Toyota. All right, so get your calls in, 275-7017. That is the right number. I won't screw that up again. And you can email us, goldschoolthegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. By the way, if you miss any of the show or you miss all the show, there's something you want to hear again, you can stream this on demand probably later on today, thesouthernsportsedition.com, and then click the play button underneath the game tab on the main page. All right, NFL time. So the season kicks off, the first Sunday kicks off tomorrow, and so Drayton and I have decided that we're going to play throughout the season Survivor Pick'em, In case you're not familiar with Survivor Pick'em, you pick one team, and then you can't pick that team for the rest of the year. So if you pick them, you got to make sure that they're going to win that game, because you can't use them again.
And week one is probably the toughest one to pick, too.
Isn't it?
I mean, you don't really know who's the team to beat and who's playing well at the time. So it's just kind of a pick one or two in week one.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I was waiting on you, man. Like, this is the worst show we've ever done. This is awful radio right now. No, this is the worst. Well, you might be right.
I've heard worse.
Yeah, you might be right. We used to have a lot of technical issues. All right. I feel like with this that you need to pick the teams that are worse first. That's the strategy I'm taking. I don't know if you're going to do that, but I feel like Philadelphia is kind of middle-of-the-road team. They've got Cleveland. Cleveland's awful. Mm-hmm. That, to me, feels like a surefire W. So I'm going to take Philly over Cleveland. So Philly has gone off my list. And then I'm actually going to take Baltimore over Buffalo. Take Baltimore off my list.
All right.
He's writing it down.
I'm writing it down,
so that,
man,
I can't cheat later.
Official. I was going to take Denver to win, but I guess I can't do that.
No, you weren't. You were not going to pick Denver in
that
game.
Here's my thinking. I kind of agree with your thought process of who you have to go with, who is playing the worst team in your mind. Teddy Bridgewater, done for the year. They bring in, they brought in Sam Bradford.
For a first-round pick.
And they're still, yeesh. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's called desperation.
Isn't it?
I'm going to go. He's been in for about a week, maybe, and still likely to get the start. I'm going to go with the Titans over the Vikings this week.
I can see that one.
So, just because of the quarterback situation, I mean, if they can hand it off to Adrian Peterson, if he's still ready to roll, I may be done. But, and then in the other game, I'll go Chiefs over Chargers. A little bit of a rivalry game, so that's kind of a risky pick, but I like the Chiefs defense and I like the aging process of Philip Rivers and the Chargers offense. I don't think they're nearly as explosive as they used to be.
I feel like that's a really given game, that the Chiefs should beat the Chargers based on what we know about those two teams. I'm trying to stay away from those games. I'm trying, because the Chiefs are a really good team. I think we all know that. I'm trying to pick the bad teams first,
right,
where I can find them.
Yeah.
And then get rid of them so that later on I can pick the Chiefs and the Patriots.
Right. Well, my thought process is follow the schedule of the worst teams, and whoever they're playing that week, I'm going to try to roll with them.
So we're actually going to keep – we don't really keep up with all the picks that we give you every week. We probably should, but we don't do that because we don't want to come back the next week and look really, really awful about how many games we missed. But we are going to do this with the Pick'em. The NFL Survivor Pick'em. So next week we'll tell you.
Everybody's going to be watching their televisions now to find out what if the Chiefs, Titans, Philly, and Baltimore win their games this weekend.
Waiting with a bated breath.
Ooh.
Ah.
There you go.
Yep.
See, I'm rubbing off on you. Going with that extended dialogue, man. Extended vocabulary.
Yeah, we also have the Buccaneers who are playing the Falcons, and the Packers are going to Jacksonville. I'm actually going to go to that game tomorrow and cover it for Bishop Media and the Southern Sports Edition. And so Tampa, I don't think it's very good. I think Atlanta's a little better. I like Atlanta in that game, and Green Bay. I think the Jags are a very, very good football team, much improved. I don't quite think they're ready to beat Green Bay yet.
Right. I think Jacksonville, if this game was midseason, I think so. I think Jacksonville will be fired up and ready to play. I think there'll be a good energy in Everbank Stadium down there. I think Jacksonville maybe could win this game. Keep it close anyway. I think you're going to see a good game tomorrow for sure. I think Bortles needs to take that next step to help Jacksonville, you know, get over the hump and get a challenge for, you know, we kind of feel like they can challenge for a playoff spot this year.
Agreed.
Get to 8-8, 9-7, somewhere in there. Falcons and Bucks, man, I'm leery. I think Tampa might can make a little run this year. I think they may be primed. If there's a team to take the next step in the NFC South, I'm worried that Tampa might be that team. Falcons being at home, I may give them a little advantage, but I'm not 100% sold on the Falcons team this year. I think they're improved, but I don't know. They last year kind of concerned me.
They've got to get Matt Ryan to play better.
That's my concern. He get him into red zone situations. I'm worried about his arm strength. I don't know if there's an injury or something. He doesn't have near the arm strength he used to have 3 or 4 years ago, it seems. And if you have a Julio Jones, that's not good news.
But that happens to every quarterback. You lose arm strength as you go. Matt Ryan's no longer a spring chicken.
Mm-hmm.
He is now to the point of his career where he's been in the league several years. He's considered an older veteran, and he's also at the quarterback thing, probably at the tail end of his prime, not his career, but his prime. So, yeah, he's going to lose some arm strength. And, let's just hope it's nothing like we saw with Peyton Manning where he couldn't throw a ball on the line at all.
Right.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm kind of with you to an extent on your reservations about the Falcons, but then I really feel like that NFC South is such a topsy-turvy. Every year there's a team that steps up that you thought was going to be terrible. I do like the opportunity to kind of watch these two teams play because I really feel like that whoever wins this game, Tampa and Atlanta, is going to be that team that kind of steps up and becomes a really good team in the division. I still think that the Bucs are not quite as far along as the Falcons are. I think the Bucs are still a young team, especially Jameis Winston at quarterback. I like Atlanta in this game.
Yeah. Because you have to think Carolina's not going to get a lot of the breaks. Things kind of fall your way some years, and that's what Carolina had last year. A lot of close wins, a lot of comebacks. Those things tend to even out the next year, So I don't think they're going to go 14-2 or whatever it was they went last year.
I think Carolina still wins the division.
They have to be the favorite.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to come back to the division a little bit. Now, can the next team, I'm thinking mostly Atlanta or Tampa, can they also step up, which that's where you get them to challenge for the division. I like Atlanta's what they did in the offseason with the offensive line. I think they're going to have to lean on their run game more. I think Matt Ryan's going to have to take a little bit of a step back and just be that field manager where he can keep the defenses honest. That's my concern, and be accurate on his throws. He gets in the red zone now and throws so many red zone interceptions. That's devastating to a team, especially in the NFL, where there's usually 5-6 plays that usually are the main difference in a game. To have a red zone turnover is devastating for NFL teams.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The Glenn Academy Red Terriers are poised for another state title run, and if you are a Red Terrier fan, then you should be at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's Sunday nights at 6 for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo, hosted by Drayton Hogarth. Coach Hidalgo breaks down every key moment of every big game Sunday nights, 6 p.m., Mellow Mushroom, and listen to the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Terriers! The high school week, it's a pretty good one. Mm-hmm. We talked about that in the opening segment. Of course, all three Glenn County teams successful this past week, but there were a ton of other games from around the area, so we're going to get you caught up on those. By the way, this is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, your number 275-7017. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. All right, so we talked about Frederica and Valwood. Frederica solidifies itself probably as a GISA favorite now, 24-13 winners over Valwood. Colquitt went to Roswell, desperately needing a win at 0-3, coming off of a one-point loss to Tucker the week before, and the Packers of Colquitt fall, not in close fashion. Roswell thumped Colquitt 34-3 to send Colquitt to 0-4.
Nobody would have predicted Colquitt being 0-4.
Nah.
Nobody. I mean, even their biggest enemy would not have said they would be 0-4.
We talked about the Glenn-Camden game, how ugly that was. Valdosta at Tift. I really thought Tift was going to be in that game. I think I even picked Tift to win based on what they did to Thunder Ridge the previous week from Colorado. But, man, that wasn't the case. They got woodshedded as well, yeah, as Valdosta took them down 42-13.
Yeah, great win for Valdosta to go on the road at TIFF, too, and win that game. That's Valdosta's – you got to keep an eye on them in that region, man. They are really coming along well right now.
It really looks like they're kind of making a resurgence, maybe back to the prominence that they had back in the 70s and early 80s. All right, Mill Creek at Archer. You picked that game. I missed it. I thought Archer was better than they were. Mill Creek thumped them 31-10. Warren – goes to Bradwell, 24-16. Bradwell kept that game a lot closer than I thought. Bradwell's not very good. Wayne County lost to Brunswick, 33-17. We talked a little bit about that. South Effingham, that big rivalry game. South Effingham lost a lot from last year. It showed on the field, 34-7 losers to Effingham. Richmond Hill goes to Blackshear and upsets the Bears of Pierce County, 24-17. Watch out for Richmond Hill because they're in the same region as Glenn and Brunswick.
Yeah, that has to be the shocker of the night, though, with going to Pierce and beating them and holding them to 17. Really, that's a strong offense that they limited.
Sean Pender's an offensive mastermind, mm-hmm, and to hold his offense to 17 points raises some eyebrows, yeah, gets some attention across the state.
Yeah, definitely.
Statesboro at Screven. Statesboro is still trying to revamp their program. Their losers, 35-21. Grady at Ware. Ware holds on at home, 35-21 as well. Brantley goes to Jeff Davis, and the Herons just won't stop. They win again, 35-27.
Can't stop, won't stop. Yeah, Brantley, man, I'm happy for those guys. They are really playing well this year and kind of historic wins this year with the Charlton win, things like that. So they're looking good to hopefully challenge for a playoff spot.
Jenkins at Liberty, 32-21. Liberty wins. Southeast Bullock at Benedictine. If you pick Southeast Bullock, you are not a very good high school football fan. Benedictine thumps them 33-6. MCA, a very close game against Bryan, and their defense wins the game 14-0 for McIntosh County Academy.
Yeah, MCA is, again, I think, kind of rebuilding their program to what, you know, they were back in the early 2000s. Coach Robinson's back now, trying to reinvigorate the program, and so far so good in that aspect.
Claxton at Metter, big rivalry game. Didn't matter. Metter thumped them 35-0. Swainsboro at Dublin, another big rivalry game. Dublin holds on 34-27. Charlton, the program down a little bit, goes to Savannah Christian. They lose that one as well, 28-17. And then Lowndes destroy Shiloh, 37-0. Those are the kind of the scores that we wanted you to know about.
Yeah, and like I said, another just a big night of football around our area, man. It was fun to keep up with.
Are you texting while you're on the air?
No, sir. I'm going back to my emails that I was got for show prep.
Because if you were texting, that would have been pretty awesome while you're on the air.
I mean, I can do that if you want me to. I can.
No, not really, but I was just...
I can multitask, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. Texting on the air, that's where we're at. Okay, so we're going to do a quick pick'em segment because we've got some games that are coming up. And so that's... Oh, cool. I don't know what's going on with that. Oh. I guess we're going to do this with music behind us.
A little bed on there.
All right, we'll do that. Cool. Archer at Norcross.
Give me Norcross. Archer is down this year, my friend.
I'll take Archer. I'll take Norcross as well. Camden, that's a big one. 0-3 Camden at Brunswick. Brunswick's 2-1.
I'm going to tell you this. Brunswick is too talented for Camden. Brunswick wins. Not big, maybe not as big as last night because Camden's a proud program, but Brunswick comfortably.
If Camden loses that game, I'm not shocked if Welton Coffey is not the head coach the following Saturday morning.
Oh, wow.
Parkview at Tift.
Give me Tift in that one.
Brookwood at Colquitt. Colquitt 0-4. They're at home. I'm going to take Colquitt at home. Being 0-4, I got to get it.
I'm going Brookwood.
Are you really? All right, yeah.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, Colquitt's got to show me something. But now, I mean, it's to the point. You give them the benefit of the doubt, but now we're 0-4. Brookwood's good.
Deerfield Beach from Florida at Grayson.
I'm going to stick with Grayson, Coach Heron, and all that talent.
Where at Northside Warner Robins?
I'll go with the local team and Ware. Just I'm not quite as familiar with Northside this year.
Nah, you got to go to Northside Warner Robins. I don't care who you are. It's tough to win there. Northside Warner Robins wins. Valdosta at Thomas County Central. That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Valdosta High, man.
I like Valdosta on the road there.
On a roll right now.
Effingham at Statesboro. Got to go Effingham, don't you?
Yeah. I'd like to see Statesboro get some wins, but I think Effingham's too good right now.
Grovetown at Richmond Hill. I don't know with what Richmond Hill. I kind of looked at these games before we came on the air, before these games were played last night, and I had already decided I was going to pick Grovetown in that game, but then Richmond Hill shows me something.
I'm going to roll with Richmond Hill right now.
I got to see more. I'm going Grovetown. I got to see more. Can't do it. Athling at Wayne, kind of a rivalry game there. Wayne has shown a great defense all year long. They can't score to save their lives. Athling, yeah, I'm going to go Athling. I'm going to say Wayne goes to 0-4.
Yeah, and they may be one of the best 0-4 teams in our area if this happens, because they're very fundamentally sound from everything I've seen, games they've played, but I got to go Athling in that one.
Pierce County at Brooks. With what just happened to Pierce, with Richmond Hill going on the road to Brooks, who is a really good football team, I'm going to go Brooks at home.
The Bears will bounce back. Pierce County comes away with a W.
I hope you're right. I like Sean Fenner a lot. Metter at Vidalia, another rivalry game. I don't think Metter is as good as Vidalia. I'll take Vidalia.
I agree. I'll go with Vidalia. A little too much talent on that Vidalia team.
Atkinson at Charlton. That's a game that Charlton normally thumps Atkinson. Right. I don't think Atkinson is quite ready to beat Charlton, even with them, Charlton, sliding back to the rest of the state. I'll go Charlton.
I agree with you on that one. Charlton's still a little bit too good for Atkinson to lose another one.
Claxton at ECI, another rivalry game. ECI, I think, wins that handily.
Yeah, Claxton got destroyed by Metter, so we'll say ECI takes that one.
Those are your football pick'ems from the games we want you to know about.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing.
So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Can't get enough of Brunswick High football? Then come out to Game Time Wings and Things on 341 across from Captain Joe's on Sunday nights at 6:30 for the BHS Coaches Show with Larry Harold, hosted by Mr. Brunswick High himself, Kip Branch. Get the skinny on Pirate football straight from the captain of the ship himself, head coach Larry Harold. And then stream the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about physicians and services, visit sghs.org. A showdown between the favorites for the GISA title between undefeated Frederica and undefeated Valwood, and the Knights beat the defending state champs for the first time ever in school history, 24-13. Meanwhile, Brunswick took down winless Wayne, 33-17, and notches a winning record for the first time in over a year at 2-1. Glenn went down to Kingsland and pummeled Camden, 56-7. It was 42-0 at the half. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
So if you're a college football program and you're terrible and Art Briles is out there, let's say that you're, Iowa State, and you've been bad forever. And you know that bringing in a coach like Art Briles, he's going to flip your program. He's already proven he could do it. He did it at Baylor. Baylor was awful when he got there. Mm-hmm. So he comes in and he'll flip your program. More importantly, you get the additional football revenue now flowing through your program because it's winning instead of you always being so, so bad. Mm-hmm. So if your program like Iowa State, do you take the chance of hiring an Art Briles to become your head football coach? Because remember, he just did that interview last week where he basically step one of rebuilding his image, and that purpose is to get hired somewhere as a head football coach.
Yeah, he has a major rehabilitation job in front of him for his persona that everybody thinks of when they hear the name Art Briles with everything that went down at Baylor. I still think he may need to either take more time off, or if he does get a job, I think it's going to be one double or FCS or Division II type of school, maybe, to kind of show history doesn't repeat itself, that the old habits don't come up where he I don't know, Jason. I mean, having a daughter and everything too, everything that went down at Baylor was just despicable, you know, everything that went down. And I think we were talking about it a little bit earlier. I think it was almost like a snowball thing happened where he kind of covered up for this little situation here, and then the next somebody else came in and saw that, said, well, they'll take care of me. So the line kept getting pushed further and further until it was just ridiculous, the things that were going on over there to a criminal level. You know, I mean, he was trying to take care of his players, yes, but it got to the point of it's just too much. And I don't know, it's going to take more time on his part to be able to get to be in charge of young men and their lives in a football program.
I don't think Art Briles is a terrible person.
No.
I think Art Briles made a lot of terrible decisions. Mm-hmm. And that's a really good point that you said, you know, that first little tiny thing, and then there now there's the crack.
Mm-hmm.
And then that crack just spreads because now you've got to cover up for that one, and then you got to cover up for the cover up, and now there's another player that's getting, and now it just snowballs out of control. I really think that probably what happened in that situation is a couple years after everything was going on, Art Briles took a step back and looked at it and realized how much trouble he was in.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you can't turn back.
Yeah.
There's no turning back from that point, so now you just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And hope that the light of day never shines on it, and it did. And I think Art Briles kind of got caught up in that. You know, he came from Houston, like we were talking on a pre-show meeting. So not a rookie, I guess, or not a novice in big-time college athletics. Houston's a pretty decent program, but it mm-hmm. wasn't doing what Baylor was doing as far as a revenue standpoint. Mm-hmm. So I really, and, you know, Art Briles, former high school football coach in the state of Texas. Yeah, high school football is a big thing in the state of Texas. Sure it is. But I really feel like that Art Briles jumped into a shark tank before he had developed gills.
Mm-hmm.
And he got devoured, and he's now, look, and I'm not saying that he didn't do anything wrong. Believe me, that is not what I am saying at all. He did a lot of things mm-hmm. wrong. I just think that he got overwhelmed earlier in the situation while he was there at Baylor. And then before it was all said and done, it was just, there was nothing he could do.
Mm-hmm.
And other than just try to hold on to his job, which, you know, maybe should have come forward. And you make a point about trying to keep his players out of trouble, right? Well, there comes a point that sometimes it's in a person's best interest not to keep them out of trouble,
right,
to allow them to face the music for what they're doing, to mm-hmm. face the consequences. And I think that was going on at Baylor too.
Right. And it, you know, and you also walk a fine line of second chances for kids. I mean, they obviously, everybody deserves a second chance, but when you see a history of the kid that transferred in from Boise,
good point,
had a history of domestic abuse, things like that, and yet still brought him into the program, that's where you really walk a fine line, you know, because every coach, they see the talent of a player, and then they also see, you know, the reclamation project too, side where they feel like they can, I'm the guy that can help this person reach his full potential, the one that can help them become a great person, a member of society. Sometimes you just have to draw the line, say, no, I'm not going to put my program in that situation. I'm not going to risk others just for football, you know, just to improve my football team.
There's a football game being played today, Charleston Southern. They're going to be without 30 of their players mm-hmm. because they have all been suspended by the NCAA. This is one of the most ludicrous things that I have ever heard of, and the NCAA continues just to be laughable at some of the things that they do. These kids were suspended because they went to the bookstore, had money on their financial aid, mm-hmm. used their money to buy books, and then were advised by whoever it was, whether it was the bookstore clerk or someone that handles the kids, it doesn't matter. They were told, you've got X amount of scholarship money, X amount of grant money left on your card, in your account. You should go ahead and use it before the university takes it back. So they use it in the bookstore. They buy materials for school.
Mm-hmm.
The NCAA comes back and says, you didn't need that stuff, you're all suspended.
Mm-hmm. Suspended for spending money in-house. You know, I mean,
They bought pencils.
They bought pencils, supplies, electrical devices, you know, I'm assuming.
Probably computers, laptops.
Yeah, laptops.
Yeah.
But even then, everybody's been to a collegiate bookstore. You know, there's hoodies. You know, there's shirts. You know, there's shorts and pants. You know, there's, I'm sure they bought clothing and stuff like that, too. Why? You're spending it in-house. It's going to go away. They're not going to get it. They're entitled to the money. It's an entitlement to the student athlete or any student. That's what I was wondering. If this was Joe Schmo going into the bookstore, I'm sure they probably told them to go ahead and spend their money, too. You know, are they going to be suspended from school? I mean, there's no reason. It's ludicrous for them to, these kids to be suspended for spending their money that they were given for supplies and books. And even if it was, like I said, even if it was clothes and things like that, that's all a part of it. That's a part of their money that they are entitled to as student athletes and students of the school and scholarships.
It makes the kids look bad for not, and they didn't even do really any, they didn't do anything wrong.
No.
But it makes them look terrible. And then, you know, you've got 30 kids from your program suspended. It makes your program look awful. And the thing is this is unjust. This is something that the NCAA is doing that's just flat out ridiculous. And I hope that there's a government entity somehow that gets involved with this and holds the NCAA's feet to the fire on this and makes them reverse this decision, and not only makes them reverse this decision, but apologize to the university, to Charleston Southern, apologize individually to each and every single one of those young men that aren't playing today because of something stupid. Mm. And also, maybe we'll set some precedent that the NCAA can't just do whatever the hell they want to do.
Mm-hmm. And it is an NCAA rule. Technically, I guess, this was Charleston Southern taking this step. But they were advised by the NCAA, from what the compliance officer said in a report I'd heard, that this would be an appropriate step. It's just baffling to me how this can be considered even a violation, for one thing, but for a game suspension. It makes Charleston Southern athletic department look completely inept to me to sit there and suspend these kids. I mean, if nothing else, they should just sit there and maybe have a class. If this is really an egregious violation, they need to go ahead and just sit down and say, hey, this is what you need to do. This is how you handle this situation, no matter what the bookstore employee says, to continue spending your money. It's complete overkill to suspend these kids from competition.
What I'd really like to see, what I wish had happened, is whoever's in charge of that tell the NCAA, no, we're not suspending these kids. We're going to play, and we don't really care what you say because you're wrong. And then if you suspend, if you hit us with violations, we are going to counter. We are going to sue you, and we'll see you in court.
Kind of take the Ole Miss North Carolina method, huh? Just not worry about what the NCAA says.
The best print shop in Glenn County, Watermark's Printing. Watermark's Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, T-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermark's Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village, next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about physicians and services, visit sghs.org. A showdown between the favorites for the GISA title between undefeated Frederica and undefeated Val Wood, and the Knights beat the defending state champs for the first time ever in school history, 24-13. Meanwhile, Brunswick took down winless Wayne, 33-17, and notches a winning record for the first time in over a year at 2-1. Glenn went down to Kingsland and pummeled Camden, 56-7. It was 42-0 at the half. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Wait.